Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is for leaders and managers who want to understand six principles of successful strategic positioning. It ensures that leaders are asking the right questions about the overall goals of the company, its business model, and the value that the company creates. Research has shown that companies that follow these six fundamental principles establish and maintain a distinctive strategic position and are ultimately more successful than others. The first principle, the company must have the right goal, which is a superior long-term return on investment. Only by grounding strategy in sustained profitability will real economic value be generated. Economic value is created when customers are willing to pay a price for a product or service that exceeds the cost of producing it. That part's obvious. When goals are defined in terms of volume or market share leadership, with profits assumed to follow, poor strategies often result. The same is true when strategies are set to respond to perceived desires of investors. The key message here is, look at what is going to result in sustained profitability and real economic value. The second principle, a company's strategy must enable it to deliver a value proposition or a set of value propositions or benefits different from those its competitors offer. Strategy, then, is neither a quest for the universally best way of competing nor an effort to be all things to every customer. It defines a way of competing that delivers unique value to a particular set of users or a particular set of customers. The third principle. The strategy needs to be reflected in a distinctive value chain. To establish a sustainable competitive advantage, a company must perform different activities than rivals, or perform similar activities in different ways. A company must configure the way it conducts manufacturing, logistics, service delivery, marketing, human resource management, and so on, differently from its rivals and tailored to its unique value proposition. If a company focuses on adopting best practices, it will end up performing most activities similar to its competitors, making it hard to gain an advantage. Fourth principle. Robust strategies involve trade-offs. A company must abandon or forego some product features, services, or activities in order to be unique at others. Such trade-offs in the product and in the value chain are what makes a company truly distinctive. When improvements in the product or in the value chain do not require trade-offs, they often become new best practices that are imitated because competitors can do so with no sacrifice to their existing ways of competing. Trying to be all things to all customers almost guarantees that a company will lack any advantage. The fifth principle is that strategy defines how all elements of what a company does fit together. A strategy involves making choices throughout the value chain that are interdependent. All of a company's activities must be mutually reinforcing. A company's product design or services, for example, should reinforce its approach to the manufacturing process, and both should leverage the way it conducts after-sales service. Fit not only increases competitive advantage, but also makes the strategy harder to imitate. Rivals can copy one activity or product feature fairly easily, but will have much more difficulty duplicating a whole system of competing. Without this kind of strategic fit, discrete improvements in manufacturing, marketing, or distribution are quickly matched by its rivals. The sixth principle, finally, strategy involves continuity of direction. A company must define a distinctive value proposition that it will stand for, even if that means foregoing certain business opportunities. Without continuity of direction, it's difficult for companies to develop unique skills and assets or build a strong reputation with its customers. Frequent corporate reinvention, then, is usually a sign of poor strategic thinking and a route to mediocrity. Continuous improvement is a necessity, but it must always be guided by constant strategic vision and direction.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.